You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
VO5 is a disco funk supergroup that has been playing in the Madison area for 20 years, playing disco and funk from the 70s and released an album of originals called Dance Originality in 2015. The award-winning band has played with many of Madison's finest musicians over the decades and have invited everyone who has played with them to join them on stage for a VO5 20-year extravaganza at the Atwood Music Hall on November 15th. And here in the studio with us tonight are VO5 guitarist John Faith and drummer Gail Campbell. John, Gail, welcome to Mag Zinc Radio.
Hello, Rocker. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's great to see you guys. Finally get you over here in the studio. You know, we usually, it's usually the singers in the band who get all the publicity, but tonight we're in the trenches with the soul of the band, drums and guitar, and Kat and Andrew are on vacation or something. How did we get you guys here?
I don't remember where they went. They had some previous engagement.
They disappeared.
I can't imagine what would be a lot of projects.
Well, they have a lot of projects, so it's so good to see you guys here. We've never had you. 20 years, more than 600 shows, 30 weddings. But before you settled on VO5, there were some pretty odd names that you played under. Fuzz Muffin, Love Boat, Shampoo, and Boobatron were some of the early names. Talk about the early days of 2005 and becoming VO5.
Submafrika Zoidalicious. That was a contender.
I saw there was
George Clinton of you, I must say.
So how did you go from these crazy names and end up with VO5?
There's a lot of mixed memories about how that went down.
Yeah.
But we were practicing at Drew's house.
Yeah.
And I know
he's the bass player.
And I know that there were a number of options that were thrown out, and it's John, do you remember who suggested VO5?
I remember I suggested Shampoo after 100. I took a poll, and then we found everybody liked Shampoo, but we found that there is a band named Shampoo. And then
I'm sure there's several.
And then Andrew suggested VO5, and we're like, well, everybody was just like, that's the perfect name for a 70s disco band.
Wow.
Perfect representative.
And we were kind of hoping that we'd get sued by Alberto VO5, like the Postal Service did.
Right.
And they became really big.
Yeah, get a bunch of publicity.
Inviting lawsuits. We're still waiting for whatever.
Please sue us.
Company we'll take owns infamy.
Oh, that is too funny. I mean, you guys have a lot of people in the band. It must be pretty hard to just schedule rehearsals.
Yes, it is. The doodle polls go around.
If it wasn't for email, Google Calendar, and doodle polls, I'm not sure how bands do it.
Certainly not nine-member bands.
We're doing an extreme version of it because right now we're rehearsing this week 40 people.
40
for the show on Saturday. And so I'm not sure what's going to happen in every rehearsal this week.
Do you rent out a special hall for that or what?
We haven't done this before, so
yeah, we'll see.
No, it'll be at Kat and Andrew's. They have a pretty big space, and it'll just be tight. I think it'll just be a kind of a party for the rehearsals.
Well, tell us about how you guys got into VO5. Tell us about those early days.
Well, a number of us, including John and Drew and Andrew and Kat, were involved in the Cherry Pop Burlesque.
Cherry Pop
show.
Burlesque.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so a few of us were the Cherry Cordials, their little band. And we had been talking about doing a disco show for a little bit. Andrew, I think, maybe pushed the idea, Kat and Andrew. And then we just were so excited from the momentum, from the popularity of the burlesque show, that we just kind of kept it going.
Yeah, Cherry Pop Burlesque 2004 and 2005 sold out the Majestic doing kind of neo-burlesque, feminist burlesque. And my partner at the time, Angela Richardson, was one of the founders of Cherry Pop, and her and Amy were burlesque dancers who were like the owners of Cherry Pop Burlesque. And then Andrew and Kat were band members. Or actually, Kat was a stripper.
Performed. Yeah.
And Andrew was the band leader with Gail and Drew. And I kind of wrote some skits, and I was kind of involved with Cherry Pop But
I was going to say, what was your character?
I actually just wrote. I wrote a Dirty Birdwatcher skit, and I was on the side. But then right after that second show, Andrew, I think, has had a dream of being in a disco band, and one night he just suggested it to Angela, and I'm like, I love disco. I used to listen to ABBA as a 8-track. That was like my main 8-track when I was 8 years old, and so
that's awesome.
There's like a lot of there needs to be a disco band in Madison, a dance band.
There was definitely a need for a dance band and a disco band. The upcoming 20-year extravaganza will feature a slideshow retrospective, but I have two of the OG VO5 crew right here. I want an auditory slideshow. Tell me a special memory that you experienced playing with VO5 over 20 years.
That's actually really hard.
Yeah.
There's so, like, every single show.
Over 600 shows.
Yeah, every single show, I think, okay, people are finally going to get tired of VO5.
Right?
And it just, like, becomes a party. People want to dance, and people don't want to stop, usually. I remember once at the Union Terrace, they cut it off at midnight.
Oh, boy.
Like, they actually cut off the PA.
Yeah.
And while you were playing?
Yeah.
But the guitar amp was still going. I remember playing Love Roller Coaster just on guitar with everything closed, and then the whole terrace singing Roller Coaster of Love.
That was awesome.
We're not going to stop.
No, we're not going to stop.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I don't think that I could have VO5 on the show and not talk about Atwood Fest. I've told the story many times on here on Max Inc. Radio about my wife discovering you guys at the Frequency on the night of a Halloween when you were playing as angels. And it was at the Frequency. And without going in depth about the first time we saw you play, I will say that after we saw you play, Alice demanded that I book you guys at Atwood Summerfest. And I have to admit, it was a little skeptical of disco band on my rock stage. So I had you at noon. And people came. And then I had you at 2 the next year, and more people came. And then at 5, and pretty soon you guys were the headliner, attracting thousands of concert goers and creating an almost religious experience. My question is, tell us from your perspective, watching the audience grow over the years, did it surprise you that so many people would jump on that love train?
That's pretty big of you to say you weren't the one who found us. I actually didn't know that story, that Alice was the one.
Go Alice.
Because I was like, wow,
thanks, Alice.
I always thought rocker, wow, he's like an underground. Like, people hate disco. A lot of people hate disco.
They think they do.
And there's always a little bit of love disco. And I thought that was maybe big in you. And it's Alice.
Oh, yeah. You know, we were out. I was dressed as Darth Rocker, you know, in my whole Darth cape and everything. And she was Padme that year. And so
perfect.
We went out and we were dancing. And, you know, we just said, hey, let's go to the Frequency. And we walked in and, you know, she loves the Bee Gees. And you guys were playing plenty of Bee Gees and ABBA and stuff like that. So we were dancing up a storm, and I never dance, and it got me to dance. So, you know,
yeah, we were nervous because there's like the rock stage. Are people going to come and it's going to be a bunch of bikers that are going to boo us off the stage? But no, it was.
I was even going to say, maybe this answers both of your questions. One of my favorite memories was early on when we played Atwood out at that outdoor stage.
Right.
I wasn't sure about the audience because they were way back. They were pretty 20, 30 feet back. And we started to play I Want You Back. And suddenly they were right at the stage and people were smiling, totally into it. And I was like, ooh, this is awesome.
That's true. At Atwood Fest, I can remember that it has really just created a meta community experience every single year. And I am always amazed. Just what you said, like, are people going to get sick of it? And I'm just like, well, let's book them for next year, right? And people show up every single year, but everyone in that audience is just smiling and just going nuts and just having a great time. Tell us about your City of Madison mayoral proclamation.
That's a very good question. I don't actually know the answer to that. Maybe Kat does.
Well,
do you know, John?
I'm not sure if the mayor, if Satya is going to actually be there, but there will be, I think it's going to be declared the VO5 Day of Disco in Madison, November 15th.
Wow.
So it's going to be 2025, November 15th. It'll be our 20th anniversary, and it's going to be a day of disco.
Wow.
And so awesome. People could celebrate however they want that whole day, but probably the best way to celebrate would be to come to the show.
For sure.
At 7:30 at the Atwood Hall. And I would say, if you hate disco, you could come to the Atwood Hall just to admire this new building.
It's
that
beautiful.
Toffer Christensen renovated. It used to be a 1930s church. Oh, I wrote it down somewhere. Madison Gospel Tabernacle.
Yeah.
So imagine it used to be hold 1,000 people singing gospel, and now it's going to have 700 people dancing disco.
Well, VO5 disco is gospel. Celebrating two decades of disco Saturday, November 15th, Atwood Music Hall. It's no ordinary show. I know the Hot Oil Dancers are going to be there and guest stars. Anything else we can expect?
There will be a slideshow with every picture you can imagine. There's going to be a string section. So it hasn't happened in quite a few years.
Wow.
Like, I don't know. There might be like 5 people playing in the horn section in addition to our 4 horns.
Wow. This is going to be a super show.
There's going to be a rotation of musicians like you've never seen before.
Now, what are VO5 customer complaints? Quickly.
That's another thing we're going to, since we are called VO5 and people search on the internet, okay, where do I complain about my VO5 products?
Oh.
Every week we get an email about, you know, the hot oil treatment somehow did not make my hair glow. Did you guys change the recipe? I want a refund. And so there's all kinds of things like, did you change the scent of the shampoo? Yeah. Can I have my money back?
Oh, where do I get my 20 cent coupon to work?
Your last album was in 2015, Dance Originality. It's been 10 years. You guys going to put out something new?
That was a plan at one point, and we got a little busy, I think maybe for the 25th. And we'll say it live. We'll
there
plan.
We go.
The 25th.
25th
anniversary. All right. We got something to look forward to. Well, very good, guys. John Gale, thank you so much for coming down to the studio tonight. We really appreciate it. You can catch VO5 on Saturday, November 15th for their 20-year anniversary at the Atwood Music Hall. Let's check out this song. I think it might even be a bootleg, right? Is this a bootleg?
I don't know what you're playing.
It's from Forward Fest. It's called Love Hangover.
Oh, all right.
Oh, yeah.
Right, cool. Let's do this.
All right. Well, let's check it out. VO5, Love Hangover. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.